Our scripture reading this morning is from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 35. Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from east and west, and north and south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last."
Kirk, would you put the reading back up on the screen? We'll finish the passage, Andy. That's all right. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox, 'I will drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A few brief reflections. Make every effort to enter through the narrow door. Other English translations will say, strive to enter. Do all you can. Exert every effort. Try very hard. Work hard to enter through the narrow door to God's kingdom. As Jesus approached Jerusalem on his final trip to this city before his crucifixion, he gave us an amazing instruction about what it means to follow him. It could have been that entering the kingdom of God was reserved for a select few, the inner circle of religious types, the people who did the right things, prayed the right prayers, showed up at the right church events. But Jesus was saying something different. He was saying, don't assume you are all set. Make every effort to enter the kingdom through that narrow gate before the doors closed. And he was saying that doing things is not needed, but knowing him, knowing the Lord, is needed. The Gideons are a wonderful organization, as our brother Dave has shared with us today, and they do a lot of tremendous work to spread the Bible to all parts of the world, to schools and to hotels and to jails. But I think, Dave, you would agree with me, I hope you would agree with me, that putting Bibles in hotel rooms and spreading them out to schools means nothing if there is no relationship with Jesus. Either a relationship with Jesus on the part of the one who gives the Bible, or a relationship with Jesus on the part of the one who finds it. Following Jesus means having a living relationship with him. And this is something that all of us must continually strive to work at, even when the road is hard. Remember, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, where he would be crucified. The road was hard, but he continued to work out his relationship with God the Father. As we approach our annual remembrance of those final days of Jesus' life before his crucifixion, the days that we call Holy Week, I invite you to journey with Jesus by following the progression of his death and resurrection. It will start next Sunday, which is Palm Sunday, sometimes called Passion Sunday. And we will celebrate Jesus as the King of Kings, riding in triumph into Jerusalem. And then the next day, next Monday, the 14th, at 7 p.m., a representative from Jews for Jesus will be here. These are believing Jews, people who believe in Jesus as Messiah, who are ethnic Jews. And he will share with us how the Passover meal, as practiced by Jews for much longer than Christians have been around, how the Passover meal is fulfilled in Jesus. The night that Jesus was betrayed, he shared the Passover meal with his disciples and revealed wonderfully and powerfully who he is. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. We get our Lord's Supper from the Passover meal. All of that will be explained at this model Seder meal. See Leanne afterwards to sign up for it. And then the following Thursday, April 17th, again at 7 p.m., we'll have our Maundy Thursday service here in the sanctuary. We'll gather for worship, for sharing the Lord's Supper, for washing each other's feet, as Jesus washed the feet of his disciples on that night. And then Good Friday, the 18th, at noon, over at Floyd Church of God, we will have our community Good Friday service, where many churches will gather together and we will trace the final moments of Jesus' life up to his death on the cross. And then Saturday, our last men's breakfast of the season happens to fall on the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. So on that Holy Saturday, remember, on Holy Saturday at 8 in the morning, we'll have our men's breakfast and we'll share wonderful food and we'll have wonderful fellowship and we will contemplate the waiting time when the world did not know what would come next. And then on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the 20th, 9:15, a sunrise, in quotes, sunrise service. I'll be halfway up the sky by then, but that's all right. 9:15, we'll have our early service here where we will discover the empty tomb and wonder what it means. 10 o'clock will be our light breakfast in the fellowship hall, and then 11 o'clock here, our regular, but not regular, worship service where we will celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. A progression from next Sunday to the following Sunday. I invite you and challenge you to take these events seriously, to invest yourself in them. Not as events to do, as things to check off on the list of things that make you good, but as moments to deepen your relationship with Christ, because that's what this is all about. Make every effort to enter through the narrow door to the kingdom of God. Let's contemplate the cross as we journey toward it together.